Next patient, Cynthia, last name Sokolowski, Sokolowski, letter address to Dr. Brian Glenn, GLENN, New Line, your patient with history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia is evaluated on your request because of reduced GFR. The patient denies any complaints related to her kidneys, in particular no dysuria or hematuria. The patient has no lower extremity edema, no shortness of breath. She had a history of arthritis, however she denied any intake of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia and arthritis. Social history, she quit tobacco in 1992. She lived with her husband. No illicit drug intake. Medication is being reviewed and I started in her medical records. Review of system is negative. 14 system were reviewed on examination. Her blood pressure is 128 over 82. Neck is supple. Head and neck exams are remarkable. Heart normal. There is a second heart sound. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, extremities, she has no edema. New line. Her BUN is 12, creatinine is 1.1, her GFR is 50.7. Assessment and plan. Number one, reduced GFR. I'm not clear if this patient had any significant renal failure. This patient weighs 203. She does exercise regularly and she may have a large muscle mass compared to her peers. So that may explain her reduced GFR and her creatinine is in the magnitude of 1.1. I would like to do a limited workup including ultrasound of her kidneys. In addition, I will repeat the basic metabolic panel. I noted that the patient had no proteinuria or hematuria, and I'd like to check urine immunofixation, intact BTH, and vitamin D25. The patient is being advised against non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, and she's been advised to have a good control of her blood pressure. Number two, hypertension, and her blood pressure is well controlled on her current medication. New line, number three, hyperlipidemia. New line, the patient will be reevaluated as a result of the above test. New line, sincerely.